With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Candidates representing three statewide offices debated in Seeley Lake last night, with Election Day just over a month away. It was the second debate in the town's community hall in the last 2 weeks. After poor turnout by politicians and voters in the first debate night, event organizers expected the second round to bring in more of a crowd, but that wasn't quite the case. All of the candidates showed up, but they lacked much of an audience. Just over a dozen people showed up to watch the debates. The event featured the contest for several local legislative races, as well as a state auditor, superintendent of public instruction, and a public service commission seat. This year, there are three open seats on the PSC, which regulates the state's utilities. Democrat Gail Gutschy is challenging incumbent Republican Bob Lake. Gutschy says she's running on a platform to bring more renewable energy into Montana's energy portfolio.
We are moving into a new energy future. We're transitioning right now, and we have to be prepared for that future. And the Public Service Commission does have a say in what our portfolio looks like.
Gutschy served on the PSC once before, from 2009 to 2012. Her opponent, Republican Bob Lake, says his outlook on this issue is one of the biggest differences in how they would serve. He says the job is about the ratepayer's bill and keeping utility companies providing affordable electricity.
Conservation is part of all of our lives, but we don't want to bring the bills up while we're paying somebody else not to produce. This is not conservation in anything other than making somebody feel good because we aren't using as much.
Lake says his actions on the PSC are driven by a basic business philosophy.
Regulation of utilities, quite frankly, should not be a political seat. Our job is to take care of the consumer and to take care of the utility. We have that middle-of-the-road, quasi-judicial position to take care of.
Gail Gutschy says Montana energy should not only be cost-effective, but come from the cleanest sources possible. She says she would have acted differently than Lake on several recent votes in the PSC.
One vote was to grant Northwestern Energy the opportunity to collect from its customers $8.2 million due to an outage that happened at Colstrip, but that outage was due to a poor business plan on the part of Northwestern Energy's, and that would have gone into rates. I disagree with that vote. There was a second vote, and that was recently to suspend the rate for solar development in Montana. Again, perhaps that rate does need to be changed, but that needs to be done in a full rate case and not at the request of the utility.
The winner of the PSC race will serve a four-year term. In the state auditor's race, Democrat Jesse Lazovich and Republican Matt Rosendale are each campaigning on platforms of past experience and plans to address rising healthcare costs. The state auditor is responsible for regulating the insurance and securities industries in Montana. The auditor also serves as one of the state's five land board members. Rosendale says his past work as a real estate agent will serve as a valuable asset.
The land board manages 5.2 million acres of school trust lands, and the revenue that is generated from those lands goes to fund the bulk of it towards our K-12 education system. We have got to have someone on that board that has some background in proper land management. But I can tell you, there are sections of land around our state that right now are not generating any revenue because of the way that they've been handled. No revenue.
Rosendale's opponent, Democrat Jesse Lazovich, says his current job as legal counsel for the state auditor gives him a familiarity with a position that would allow him to address the issue of healthcare costs.
We should know as prospective patients for non-emergency procedures what the cost is prior to going to the hospital rather than after the fact when we get our explanation of benefits. Why is that important? Because cost is a huge part of the skyrocketing premiums that all of us are paying.
The other land board race Thursday night featured Republican Elsie Arnson and Democrat Melissa Romano seeking the job of Superintendent of Public Instruction. Both Romano and Arnson are campaigning in part on plans for specific age groups in Montana's education system. Here's Romano.
I will be working to provide a plan for public preschool. We have record high graduation rates in Montana right now. I think if we want to continue to see those rates increase, we need to be investing in our earliest learners.
And here's Arnson.
Let's take a look at middle school. I would like to put together a counseling initiative. If kids can reflect on who they are, then they'll want to know what they can be. And instead of it being one or two things, the sky's the limit for them.
After the statewide candidates debate, local races took the floor and the already small audience dwindled. Event organizer Klaus von Suderheim says about 15 community members showed up.
We get more people coming to the regular community council meetings. I mean, it's a head scratcher.
Sealy Lake resident Carol White attended the event. She says one reason some people didn't show up is because they're just fed up hearing about politics.
I think a lot is just frustration in our country, you know, and what's going on. Maybe not our country per se, but politics and what's going on. And have a lot of the politicians bent towards the dollar sign versus being a public servant. So I just think it's a mentality, it's a way of thinking, the ideology that we've developed in our cities, towns, states, on up to the country, the government per se. And I think that's why we're having such a turnout for our governmental positions and such too, yeah. But I'm glad people are speaking up.
The Sealy Lake Community Hall has a maximum occupancy of 164. It didn't even come close to that Thursday night. Stacks of candidate flyers and business cards sat ready for voters. Campaign signs were stuck with duct tape to the walls. The community hall was an atypical arena for a political debate, but it hosted several major movers in the future of Montana politics. And if you weren't paying attention, you could have just plain missed it. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.